This is program number LW2547. I have something I want you to think about today, something special. I want to tell you about a little lady, a special lady. I think she just might touch your heart. Hi, this is Larry West. She sits there waiting patiently and wipes away a tear, wishing that a visitor would suddenly appear, someone to say, "How are you?" and greet her with a smile, someone to sit beside her and chat a little while. It's hard for her to understand just what she's doing there, what happened to her family and friends who used to care. How come she's been abandoned like some old worn-out shoe? What crime has she committed? What bad thing did she do? True, she has a bed to sleep in and she's sheltered from the rain, but there's precious little else to ease her loneliness and pain. She's only one of many in an oldster's home today, who finds the price for longer life is much too high to pay. That picture could be quickly changed if all of us would spend some extra time just visiting a relative or friend who's shut away from all the things that once were held so dear and needs to be reminded that at least someone is near, to take her by the hand and say, "How are you?" with a smile, and then sit close beside her and just love her for a while. I visited a nursing home not long ago and found that poem I just read to you clipped out of a newspaper and tacked to the bulletin board in a hallway there, and from the color of the paper, I could tell even the poem had aged and had become forgotten. You might be surprised how many people there are in nursing homes across this country of ours who are lonely, simply because they've been cast out, some deliberately forgotten. Sure, most of them have a nice bed to sleep in, that's for sure. They have good food to eat. But you and I know that we people need more than that. We need each other, someone to genuinely care. I know it takes effort. And which one of us really enjoys listening to someone give us all the details about a past operation or how they hurt here or there or somewhere? I have arthritis in both my knees, and when I talk with a wheeze. My pulse is weak and my blood is thin, but I get around spite the shape I'm in. Arch supports I have for my feet, or I wouldn't be able to walk on the street. Sleep is denied me every night, and every morning I'm a pitiful sight. My memory is failing, my head's in a spin. I am practically living on aspirin. I think my liver is out of whack. I got a pain way up in my back. I'm overweight and I can't get thin, but I get around spite the shape I'm in. It takes effort to listen to all that, but let me ask you something. Don't we, you and I, talk about the things that are heaviest on our minds? Whether it be football or politics, the kids, what happened down at the office, you name it. And don't we enjoy when someone shows an interest in what's bothering us? Sure. If they didn't, we'd be mighty lonely people, too. Got a challenge for you today. Whether you know anyone or not in a nursing home, go by today and say hi to someone. There's a someone there who's lonely and needs you. She sits there waiting patiently and wipes away a tear, wishing that a visitor would suddenly appear, someone to say, "How are you?" and greet her with a smile, someone to sit beside her and chat a little while. It's hard for her to understand just what she's doing there, what happened to her family and friends who used to care. How come she's abandoned like some old worn-out shoe? What crime has she committed? What bad thing did she do? True, she has a bed to sleep in and she's sheltered from the rain, but there's precious little else to ease her loneliness and pain. She's only one of many in an oldster's home today who finds the price for longer life is much too high to pay. That picture could be quickly changed if all of us would spend some extra time just visiting a relative or friend who's shut away from all the things that once were held so dear and needs to be reminded at least someone is near, to take her by the hand and say, "How are you?" with a smile, and then sit close beside her and just love her for a while. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.